The SoCal Sound Sessions are listener and member supported. Please consider becoming a subscribing member. Click subscribe now at the top of the SoCalSound.org and make sure to choose live sessions from the drop-down menu.
Hola, ¿qué tal, mi gente? Yo me llamo Byron González. You're here for a SoCal Sound session. While we have you here, please make sure to like and subscribe the video. Today, we are here on location at the amazing Arroz and Fun coffee shop. It's right near the LA Historic Park. And today is a special day, not only because we're on location, but because today I have an artist who has been making waves in the music industry. She just played Coachella. She had a tiny desk not that long ago. I'm talking about today, hoy en día tenemos a la Chori de México, a Girl Ultra. Un gusto de tenerte aquí. Salud.
Salud.
How are you? How are you feeling? How's everything after, like, you just played Coachella over the weekend? What are your initial thoughts and feelings about that?
Initially, I feel chill as fuck after that initial show. I feel like it feels so nice to bring that show that we've been playing for so long right now, and just to see it on a bigger stage, playing with my friends, which is like so rewarding for ourselves. So I don't know, I feel like very, very happy with the result, and I can't wait to
do it again.
Repeat, yeah. And do Weekend 2.
Yeah, congratulations, especially, I got to see your performance. I didn't go, but I did a couch cella, es lo que nice. Hicimos el sofa cella.
Me encanta.
I saw your streaming show and you went into the crowd. That was super cool. Was that something you came up with right there on the spot or you were planning it?
I usually do it on my shows, but okay. I always analyze the crowd. Just like, okay, is this like a jumping down situation? But I never measure how high
the stage. Did you hurt your knees?
Hopefully I don't. I'm going to know in a couple of years if this That's is true. My knee fuck up. En México decimos como, ya me chingué la rodilla.
Ah, sí, pues.
Not yet.
Okay, ojalá que no.
But it was planned, but I usually decide on stage if I'm going to do it or not.
It felt right.
Yeah.
You got a great picture out of it, too.
Thank you.
So I do want to get into, you have an upcoming EP coming out soon. You just released the first single off that EP, Rimmel. But also, I want to go beyond Girl Ultra. I want to know, who is Mariana, the person? So first of all, I know you're drinking a tea, but typically, are you a coffee or a tea person?
I mean, I'm a beverage and food enjoyer. I try everything. I don't judge any kind of music. A kind of food. Sorry.
Same thing.
I don't judge anything. So I'm just like a little sensitive to caffeine. So I just try to have my coffee in a key moments where I actually need it. But I'm a tea person.
Okay. Yeah.
And I like the ceremonial tea, like doing my own tea and everything.
And getting the hot water ready,
yes,
and everything.
Yes, for sure.
So with that, are you more of a early riser, an early bird, or a night owl?
Super early bird.
Yeah? You like to get up? Are you the person that has like a whole routine in the morning?
Yeah, because it's the lifestyle that I have. It's just like a gypsy one. I just, like, I'm all over the place. And when I'm home, the only time that I have for myself is like before noon.
Oh.
So if I want to exercise, like go outside with my dog, prepare my breakfast, I really love to cook. So it's the only time that I'm sure that I'm going to have for myself.
Oh, okay.
So I try to keep the mornings for myself.
That's cool. Yeah, I'm sure with your busy lifestyle and everything, yeah, that's a perfect time.
And
you get
know,
to
like,
see the sunrise a little
yeah,
bit.
Yeah, for sure. And like the city's a little bit more quiet and smells better than at night. So I just like, it's rewarding.
That's cool. Growing up, what was like an album, que era un disco, un CD, o vinilo, lo que sea, que no pudiste parar de escuchar?
Wow, there are plenty of those. Yeah. But one album that I still cannot stop listening is The Cure's Disintegration.
Oh, really? That's
yeah.
cool.
It's one of my favorite albums all the time. I feel like it's kind of a perfect album. And I don't know, it comes back in different shapes in my life, so that's the first name that came to mind.
That's cool. I play a lot of Cure. I'm just getting into like a little bit. I didn't grow up with like brothers and sisters uh-huh. introducing me to music, mm-hmm. so I'm still on a late bloomer in some aspects, like the Cure.
But that's beautiful.
Yeah.
I mean, I would love to rediscover some stuff that I knew when I was younger. It would be like so refreshing for me, like finding out some of those bands right now.
Yeah, that's interesting, right? I guess I feel lucky. Yeah. do you feel like you have a spirit animal? If so, what is it?
My spirit animal?
Yeah.
Oh my God. Probably it's like a 50-year-old comedian.
That would comedian? Be,
yeah. I don't know who, maybe like an Adam Sandler, like that's funny hilarious. Guy. Yeah. That would be my spirit animal.
Do you like to read? ¿Te gusta leer mucho?
I do.
What's like a favorite book that you love?
Wow. Orlando by Virginia Woolf.
Oh, really? Okay. Why is that one?
Because there's like a shift in narrative. It's about like gender shifting, and like her narrative is just something that got me really drawn into female writers. And I don't know, it's just like the book has such a quick turn in the middle. It's just so thrilling. I've never felt that inside a book.
Yeah, it's hard, right? It's hard to find that book and then now you're hooked.
Yeah.
Do you believe in, or not believe in, but do you like staring at the stars, and do you have a favorite planet?
I like the moon.
You like the moon?
I feel like it's kind of a beau year in my life. Yeah.
Interesting.
So every single
it's
time,
always
like,
there.
Yeah, it's always there. Like whenever like something happens or I'm missing something or in the middle of a key moment in my life, it's just like looking up and it's there. So I feel like it's kind of like
that's
next to me somehow. Yeah.
That's cool. I never thought of it as a voyeur, but it's kind of, it's always there and it never changes face.
No. It's just like there watching.
This last question, I think we'll get to know you really well. What's your favorite food?
My favorite food?
Yeah.
Oh, so hard. probably my favorite food is Lebanese.
Oh, interesting.
Paired with Mexican food, because it's just, I mean, there's no way to compete.
Uh-huh.
For me, with Mexican food, but I really enjoy any kind of fish. So Japanese is also like
sushi
top. Yeah, sushi and just like sashimis and like fresh fish.
Okay.
I like fresh caught fish and like the fish of the day. That's my thing. Yeah.
Fish. If you ever hang out with her, buy her some fish, some sushi, she can say yes. So now we got to know Mariana a little bit more. We're going to talk more about your new project coming up and stuff that has been happening in your music career. But let's get into a song. Yeah. I think the first song that you are preparing is Rimmel, which is your new single.
New single, fresh out of the oven.
Yeah. I want to know, what is the theory for you behind Rimmel?
Rimmel, I mean, it's kind of like a depiction of beauty and getting ready and then messing up your makeup and like the depiction of makeup, you know?
Okay.
And it's fun. It's just like, I like short, like dynamic songs. And I wanted to do that with Rimmel. And I was dipping into like house endeavors and just like a little bit of like acid house. I don't know. Oh. I kind of like to bring that back a little bit.
Nice. With a little rock attitude.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's cool. So have you seen Wayne's World?
Yeah.
Okay,
yeah.
So this is how we're going to transition into the next song, okay? You know when they do the...
Of course,
when
they
let's do it. So this is Girl Ultra with Rimmel.
Del bajo en el pecho y la luz morada, pongamos un flip para dejarlo ir. Tengo el chasto, el jeans, subamos de nivel. No me enamoro. La 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 la. ¿Por qué coño tardo tanto en desvestirme? No me enamoro.
Rimmel to me really feels like it's like a sequel to El Sur, that energy that, because I remember seeing and reading a lot of stuff that when you were creating El Sur, you wanted to recapture that nightlife that you were a part of. You were a DJ in Mexico, and then you started making music for yourself. And is this kind of a continuation, or is there a different thinking behind it?
There's definitely a different thinking. I feel like if El Sur was like a night out, the next project and Rimmel is like a night in, like bringing the party inside. So I don't know, because this project there are a lot of like insightful tracks that are like aggressive, you know. It's just like a like an attachment to it, but in a different perspective. And I don't know, I mean, I feel like I'm still very attached to the idea of like mixing club and garage rock and all of these textures. To me, it's very appealing because I feel like it's a moment in time that I really like. So I don't know, this is like in Rimmel, for example, I mean, it's a house track, but it's aggressive, it's gritty, it's dirty, you know? So
with a little bit of mascara.
Yeah. like grittiness and cheap Mexican makeup.
That's great. You used to start, your music career started with R&B and stuff, which I love still. I love your R&B. It's soothing. It's like you get groove to it. But this new era of Girl Ultra, I love even more, just because I'm a punk rocker at heart. Mm-hmm. And when you release punk, it was like whole thing. So are you jumping into this new album with the same kind of intent, keeping it that rock style? And if like, what made you decide to kind of stay in that lane?
I feel like R&B was a great path to get to know myself as a musician. And my approach with R&B was always like embracing the alternative side of it all. And I'm a sucker for like amplifiers and textures and pedals. And I was always trying to just like fit them in as I was like learning, you know, like within my music. And I don't know, I grew up with a rock dad. Mm. I was an emo girl. So I was just like, not suppressing, but just like, okay, so how can these two like converge together and how can I integrate myself?
Okay.
And I feel like El Sur was like this avenue where I could like, just like gather all this information like that I already filed and then just like put it in order. And I don't know, I feel like I've always been like a sucker for Vanguard, and I allow myself to change as a person. So I'm allowing to just like change in music and mix and match, because
nobody stays the same.
We're all gonna die.
That's the reality of it, right? You have to change, and I mean, the seasons change, why can't people change?
Yeah, and I feel like myself, I like rawness. And R&B wasn't giving it to me at the moment. So that's why I decided to just like maybe keep some melodies and some like wink to whatever R&B I think is, but just allowing other things to come in. And as a DJ and I don't know, I just needed to expand way more.
Yeah, I mean, it's challenging, right? You're an artist. You always like to challenge yourself.
And just fuck up. I mean, make a track, and if it doesn't work, it doesn't work. If it does, it does. But I mean, it's just like so overwhelming to just like cage yourself. Just like do it, and then you're gonna feel if it works or if it doesn't.
Cool. I want to talk more about that feeling, because I feel like there's a whole much more to talk about in that sense. Uh-huh. So let's get into the next song. This one's from your second album, Discreción.
Yes, Discreción.
Yeah, can you tell me a little theory behind that one?
Well, this song is about all of these sultry 90s revival things of like keeping things secret and like forbidden love and all of that. And I just wanted to capture that. And this is a version where we like play like more aggressive guitars. I like the power of it all.
Cool, let's get into the power of it all right now.
Papa, Papa, look by you. ese amor te quise de verdad, pero no lo hago porque aún lo ven en tus ojos cafés. Todavía sientes que yo soy mujer, debe estar con ella, porque aún lo ven en tus ojos cafés. No se les apague ese brillo, debe estar con ella. Ya no soy tu mujer. Prometimos discreción con la sensación que sé que te dejó mi piel en el rincón y no puedes quitarte el sabor de encima. Discreción con esa pasión por el bien de los dos. En tu habitación, la sonrisa de lado que me mató, esas manos frías que buscan calor. Y no me veas con esa cara, conozco bien esa mirada. Sé que lo piensas en silencio, mi aliento hay, porque aún lo veo en tus ojos cafés. Todavía sientes que yo soy
now reflecting on your journey with El Sur, how will this help you with this new EP?
I feel like it helped me in terms of experimentation and given time to make music. Because usually it's very rushed. Sometimes you gotta finish, you gotta deliver. And I wasn't really sticking to my final versions of things. Mm. I wanted to have thousands versions of things. That sometimes that's counterproductive.
Yeah.
Contraproducente. Yeah. But in this particular situation, I allowed myself to just like make mistakes.
Okay.
And that lead me to that. And also like my friend Keith, who he was like very part of the process of just like growing up together and becoming like better producers, better songwriters, better everything, you know, like directors of the project. So it was a very personal project for like all of us. And I feel like that's what led El Sur to just like have a special like spotlight in my career, because it was the time that I allowed myself to experiment and to be diverse.
Yeah, and changing it up. They're not gonna know, they're not gonna be like, oh, it's Girl Ultra, she's just playing R&B.
Yes,
now
yes.
She's Girl Ultra, she's playing, I don't know how to describe it.
Yeah.
it's party, it's punk, it's a little rock and everything.
Yeah, like the losing the sense of it all.
Yeah, that's really cool. Now, how is that, has it become like the process of you creating music and letting yourself be a little bit more free? Is that coming easier? Are you like fully realized in a sense when in the process of creation?
Yeah, super easy because I forgot how to have fun when I make music.
That's the important thing,
and this reminded
thing, right?
me that it can be fun.
Nice. So what is your intent? What is your goal once your new EP comes out? What are you hoping for, whether with with your fans or new fans? What's like, this will be cool if this happens?
I mean, it might sound selfish, but I make music for myself.
Okay.
And when I'm satisfied, good things happen because I'm doing what I want to do. So I don't know. I mean, I like to challenge myself and to create a reaction and just probably I'm that like little kid that if somebody tells you to do something, I do the other thing.
Yeah, that's so punk rock of
you. But I mean, it's just like who I am and people like that. People like challenges and the fans that stick around, is they're just like craving like whatever happens.
Yeah.
But I don't know, I just wanna like dig into like more club music and like dig into this like character that Girl Ultra is, that people love and that I love, that's part of me. And I don't know, I'm very excited for the next project.
Yeah, I'm really excited for that. I mean, if Rimmel nos dice lo que podemos esperar, pues it's gonna be so fun.
Thank you.
Is it true, like maybe just from that song, is it gonna be a little bit more party?
Yes, it's gonna be, I feel like it's split in half.
Oh, cool.
Like, I feel like it's emotronic.
That's
they're like
cool.
They're
okay.
Like sad, bitter parts, but they're aggressive, and then it turns into like a very clubby, fun, dark thing.
Okay, well then that's a good way to end it on. Thank you again for coming through.
Thank
like
you,
I really appreciate you coming to Arroz and Fun. You got some tea.
Yes, very good tea.
Yeah. Pues nos centramos a la última canción.
Vamos.
I think this one is going to be Jungla de Locos.
Jungla de Locos.
Pues ahí estamos, un gusto de tenerte aquí. Mucha suerte en Coachella y mucha suerte con tu nuevo disco que yo voy a estar tocando tremendamente.
Ay, muchas gracias. Gracias.
Well, thank you for watching. We got Girl Ultra. She's got one more song in the set. Don't forget to catch her all over Instagram. She's got some cool content up there and catch her on Spotify. Thanks for watching.
Jungla de locos, no estamos solos, no estamos solos. Mis piernas quieren correr lejos del concreto, al lugar donde por última vez te quise tanto, 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 tanto. Ay, cómo trato de volver al mar y pasar mis dedos por tu pelo en silencio, verte dentro, estar adentro. Solos, no estamos solos. Tú y yo al despertar en la jungla de locos, no estamos solos, no estamos. Necesito pa' quererte. Ya casi olvido el sabor. Apaga las sirenas y los gritos de allá afuera que no me ven.
The SoCal Sound Sessions are produced by 88.5 The SoCal Sound. Session hosted by Byron Gonzalez. Audio recorded and mixed by Tristan Dolce. Edited by Matt Blake. The SoCal Sound is a public service of California State University Northridge and Saddleback College. Streaming on the web at thesocalsound.org.